This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, May 6. Well, cattle markets yesterday were lower across the board. We started out fairly quiet, but then the market just started to leak lower, and it was just a steady selling pressure throughout the day and ended up bouncing a little bit on the close, but still down a buck, buck and a half on these markets. And I think that that's probably going to continue. That was before the stock market really fell apart yesterday. So after the cattle closed, stock market was already lower, but it really just had a wave to the downside. That has an impact on the cattle market. It may not be one-to-one or direct right away, but you know, the stock market is a general synopsis of the attitudes of the people and the economy, and of course that has a direct impact on beef demand, especially when you've got inflation running rampant and you've got beef prices already at ultra-high prices. That's going to be a tough headwind for the beef market if the stock market continues to erode lower. And it sure looks like that's going to happen. You had a big day up on Wednesday after the Fed announced their half point interest rate increase. I think a lot of traders breathed a sigh of relief that it was only a half a point, and the stock market rallied 1,000 points after that. But then on Thursday, you not only gave it all up, but you lost even more yet. So, you know, no momentum to the upside, and certainly a fair amount of momentum to the downside. So I look for the stocks to continue to work lower. Inflation's not over, and it's going to be months before we get that under control. And I just think that spells trouble for the beef market. Plus, most of your packer buying appears to be completed for the Memorial Day holiday. As we look at the box beef values, slaughter rates really struggling to, you know, kind of keep some momentum to the upside here. The cash trade got started early this week on some pretty big numbers, and that was around 146, and that was up 3 from the previous week. But yesterday we saw most of the trade around 144, which is just up 1. Dress trade at 232 is unchanged. Box beef values coming under some pressure, down 456 on the choice. We're sitting at 255. Select was down 187 at 246. The spread lost 269 at 937. Movement 159 loads. Slaughter rates at 487,000 head, that's 11,000 less than last week, and it is up 16,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was down 16 cents at 155.59. So we've kind of stabilized in feeder cattle prices. And I think with the grass improving, a fair amount of rain coming across much of Texas, the central and eastern plains, and then Nebraska, well, northern Kansas on north has had a ton of rain. So I think you're seeing a significant improvement in pasture conditions. That's going to slow down movement off of grass, obviously, and I think that will help support your feeder cattle market. But in the meantime, you still have feedlots that are full, record large as of March 1 and April 1. So a lot of animals out there that have to be processed as we get into the heart of summer. And of course, that's usually when your beef demand is at its weakest. That's not a good combination. And I think it's going to have an impact. Well, it already does. I mean, obviously the deferred cattle futures are far discount to the cash. So that's discounting already that expected weakness in cash. But I do think that the futures market will continue to work lower, at least in the short term. And until we see the cash market kind of stabilize, I don't see the futures being able to push higher. I do look for the Dow, you know, the stock market to continue lower. Yesterday's wipeout, I think, was a pretty big red flag, because Wednesday was such a strong day up, and then you gave it all back, plus some yesterday, in just one day. You threw it all away. I think the momentum is to the downside in the stock market, and that ultimately is going to have an impact on beef demand, consumer attitudes, especially when you've already got high beef prices. So I still look for those headwinds in live cattle. Feeders will be drug lower because live cattle are going lower. I think corn has a little bit more in it to the upside near term, and it's probably going to go into a correction. That certainly could help your feeder cattle market, but it's going to be caught, I think, in a tug of war between weak live cattle and stronger corn longer term. I don't see the corn market turning into a bear market because of production problems in Brazil and dryness developing in Europe. And here we got late plantings So that's going to, you know, spell some issues for our yields. So I see corn continuing to move higher. Plus, feed grain supplies around the world are extremely tight. So there's a lot going for the bull market yet in corn longer term and in wheat longer term. So I think that ultimately will be kind of a wet blanket over the feeder cattle market. You know, by the time summer is over, we'll have worked through the big on-feed numbers, and you know, we'll probably start to see some herd expansion in the northern plains. I would expect you're going to have good pasture conditions. You probably get a good hay crop. So that's going to be encouraging for producers to start replacing those animals that they had to cull last year with the massive drought, unless drought returns, and that's always a possibility. But at least for now, they're getting a lot and a lot of moisture, too much, in fact. But nevertheless, it's going to recharge your pastures, stock your ponds, and those are ideal conditions for herd expansion down the road. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.